said that they still draft corners in your mold?
I've been watching from afar. I think there's probably some truth in that. You know, they have a great group of young guys over there. Of course, they still have Pac-Man Jones and Leon Hall, those guys. We was there together. But I think they always, you know, do a great job of drafting corners and molding those guys. And I'm kind of thankful for that also.
Are you talking to Leon at all this week?
I haven't talked to him that much. You know, I'm going to get up with those guys when I get there. I'm going to text him, you know, let him know what time I'm coming in and things like that. But, you know, we're all kind of the same. We all know it's all business and things like that. You know, we have the off-season to kind of catch up and kick it with one another.
So Vince talked about how he likes the idea. He hadn't had it very much in his career because playing with the Patriots, where you're going to a place where really nobody gives you any chance at all to win. He kind of likes that that deal. How about you?
Yeah, I think it makes you focus more as a team. You know, everyone has that same level of intensity, you know, because anytime you go on the road, you're the underdogs already just from, you know, the crowd noise, you know, the fan base and things like that. And your team is all you have when you're on the road. And I think we realize that, you know, going up against a good team that's 8-0, they're going to be riding pretty high. So we just have to go in there and focus and just take that mentality in there from, you know, start to finish.
You think after 2 weeks, you guys are just kind of ready to play after 2 weeks of practicing?
Anytime you have a chance to play this game, you should be fired up. You know, of course, coming off a long break, guys should be fresh and things like that. But you don't want to get too high or overdo it or overthink it. You know, you just want to go out there and play the game for what it is.
How much is patience a big part probably of his improvement when you watch him just kind of slowing things down a little bit?
I think he's making the right decision, you know, pretty much all the time right now. You know, he's not forcing the ball. He's getting them out of bad plays into good plays. You know, he's really efficient in the red zone. He's moving the ball on third down. And I think that's what a franchise quarterback should do.
The guy is making good decisions, and you kind of know that he will make what you would consider the logical decision. Can that make someone predictable in any way when you kind of know that he's not going to do something maybe unorthodox?
Not really, just because they have more than one weapon. You know, they got weapons out of the backfield. The running game is good. Got great tight ends, great receivers. So that kind of helps out also at the end of the day. So I think he's just doing his job and not turning over the ball and making the right play all the time.